photography is really more about material science. We are studying the tolerances of the materials that you use to build the structure of your expression, your speeches, and your writing. And then often people say to me, well, okay, how do I know that this word is real? That they think, okay, if we think words are the tools that we use to build the expressions of our thoughts, how can you say that screwdrivers are better than hammers? How can you say that a sledgehammer is better than a ball peen hammer? They're just the right tool for the job. And so people say to me, how do I know if a word is real? You know, anybody who's read a children's book knows that love makes things real. If you love a word, use it. That makes it real. Being in the dictionary is an artificial distinction. It doesn't make a word any more real than any other way. If you love a word, it becomes real. So if we're not worrying about directing traffic, if we've transcended paper, if we are worrying less about control and more about description, then we can think of the English language as being this beautiful mobile. And any time one of those little parts of the mobile changes, is touched, anytime you touch a word, you use it in a new context, you give it a new connotation, you verb it, you make the mobile move.